Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jay Paulus is here. Jay is a new friend. Jay is with Microsoft. He's the director of product marketing, the Windows product marketing at Microsoft for small and medium businesses, and he's here to talk to us about this new operating system that you've heard tell about, Windows 8, that's out right now. Jay Paulus, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Good morning.
Good to have you here, Jay. I've known about Windows 8 for a while. I was working with some of your groups a while back when you guys were developing it, I've been keeping my mouth shut all this time though. But now it's out. It's not a surprise anymore. It's on the market. Windows 8. Let me say this: I love Windows 7. Yeah. I wasn't sure I would, but I love Windows 7. That's what all of our computers are running. Why would I want to go to Windows 8? We're actually in the process of buying a new computer, and the new ones are going to come with Windows 8 unless I tell them to do something different. Why would I buy Windows 8 if I don't have a touchscreen?
You know, it's a great question. It's one of the things that people have been asking a lot because, like a lot of people love, you know, you're like a lot of people in terms of loving Windows 7. You know, it was just a great release, very stable and really reliable. We really improved the security. And in Windows 8, you know, I like to say it's a better Windows 7 than Windows 7. And if you like Windows 7, you're going to love Windows 8. And there are a whole bunch of reasons for that. In Windows 8, we took that foundation of Windows 7, and I like to say we just added a whole bunch of easy. And so, you know, the thing that gets a lot of attention in Windows 8 is the new start screen and the support for touch screen.
Yeah.
And because it's such a...
Is that the tile effect?
Yeah, exactly, that tile-based start screen. And the way to think about that is...
So many of the people have seen... They've seen it on like a phone or a tablet, right? On the commercials. So that's
exactly
what he's talking
right.
about, folks. Where you reach up and touch a tile, and it takes you to where you want to go.
That's exactly right. And so that's the biggest, most obvious new thing
Is that going to completely take over my desktop view? Instead of having a landscape where I've got folders and different applications up. I've got a laptop that when I'm in my office drives a large screen.
Yep.
And so is the tile gonna change that view?
Well, it doesn't replace it. What it does is, you know, the desktop is still there, and that's what's great about Windows 8 is that the desktop that's there has been improved.
Mm.
You know. So I have a big 30-inch monitor on my desktop.
Yeah.
It's a big desktop, a 30-inch monitor, and a 24-inch monitor, and I run that with Windows 8. The way to think about those tiles is they don't replace the desktop. What they replace is the start button.
Oh.
So you've got this kind of full-screen start button. So, you know, if you go down, you move your mouse down into the lower left corner where the start button used to be, you get a little pop-up menu,
right.
And you click there, it takes you to the start screen. Or if you hit the Windows button, it takes you to the start screen. And then what you have is this full screen view of all the programs that you want. And so if you think about it in that way, that it's a full screen start button instead of, it's not a replacement for the desktop. The desktop is still there, and the way you get to it is there's a tile, you know, one of those rectangular or square boxes on the start screen. You click on that, and it takes you to the desktop.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the start screen is.
So I click on that. And it takes me back to basically my Windows 7 view.
That's exactly right. And so then on that view, there are a bunch of reasons why you want that new desktop in Windows 8. and, you know, we kind of keep around a long list. The first thing starts with faster boot times. Windows 8 was just designed to start up much, much faster. We're seeing average start times of 15 seconds and down. A lot of systems are booting in 7 seconds and less.
And I just bought my current hard drive has a solid state hard drive, so that's going to really be fast, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, it makes them a lot faster. We're seeing longer battery life because the way Windows 8 is built, it's just really good at being smart about battery use. We're seeing better performance. There are a whole bunch of new security features. So when you buy a new PC, every new Windows 8 PC has a new type of what's called the BIOS. That's the, you know, in the old days when you would start your PC and you'd see that kind of black text go across the screen and it would sort of list off all the devices and stuff, and nobody ever really knew what all that stuff was.
Right.
That was done by something called the BIOS, the basic input output system. And it's just the chip on the inside the computer that starts up first and it makes sure everything's working. Well, that chip has been replaced. In every Windows 8 computer, it's been replaced by something called UEFI, which is kind of a complex term called Universal Extensible Firmware Interface. And what it is it's a much more secure chip that's responsible for starting up and loading everything into memory. And the way Windows 8 works with those chips that are part of every Windows 8 computer is that it can be sure that every piece of code that's getting loaded up into memory is a secure, what's called a signed piece of code.
But yet that doesn't slow things down?
No, it's faster because it does away with all that black text going across the screen. It's not like looking for all these old devices that 25 years ago were in lots of PCs. Now it's like it's designed for the future modern PCs.
But I'll still need a separate security system, right? I mean, I'm still going to want the overarching security system.
You mean like an antivirus or anti-malware?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I'm still going to want that, right?
We recommend that customers run anti-malware. Windows has built into it. In the Windows Defender, there is an anti-malware solution, and so you get regular updates for virus definition, and that is built into the product.
Right.
You can certainly install an antivirus from another product. And, you know, at Microsoft, we recommend that whether it's the built-in antivirus or whether it's an antivirus product that you're comfortable with, we recommend that on antivirus.
Am I correct that if you have Windows 8 and you just want to go back to Windows 7, you can click and go back to that landscape, that architecture?
Well, certainly you can click on the desktop icon and it'll take you back there
you right back. Yeah, if that's what you want, folks, if you want that security bracket, Windows 8 from Microsoft, that's what we're talking about. Sounds pretty cool to me. 20 after, right back with Jay.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.